It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome. What a day it is. What an incredible day it is. You know, today we're talking all about how to communicate. Let me ask you something. What if you played a game and didn't have the rules? How would you fare? Probably not too good, right? Well, you know, what if you have the wrong game? What if you think you know how to play it, but you've been tricked? Today, we're talking about a complicated subject. Communication in a complicated world, and the rules are sometimes complicated. So today I've got a couple guests in studio that are going to help us uncomplicate the complicated ways that we communicate, right? Because it's such a big subject, okay? So we're communicating all the time. We're communicating with ourselves a lot, right? Probably talk to ourselves more than anybody else. But we are communicating with people all the time, whether it be a family, a friend, a community member, a coworker, a boss. You know, when I was putting this show together, I was asking myself, what is communication really all about? Well, you know, some would say it's about getting what we want, right? Or some would say it's, you know, maybe loving somebody. But, you know, when I thought about it, I think communication is, like I said, a big subject. It's about influencing. It's about teaching, informing, impacting, innovating, willing, determining, and so much more. Ultimately, communication, though, starts with the inner game of communication. It's how we speak to ourselves. And I have to say, I've been in a little family drama over the last, 3 weeks. And it's taken everything I've had, all of my communication skills, mostly skills of listening, I'll say, to really just be there for another human being when they are going off, when they are completely upset, blaming me or my wife or, you know, going off on us, and just being there, being in a place of love and really not swaying from that state. Because if we do, when somebody else is upset, right, if you go, well, this is, you know, this isn't about me, this is about you, you put it back on them, they will double the impact. Or triple it, right? So listen, I used to, and where did I get my skill sets? Well, a lot of places. One I want to mention right now is a book called Nonviolent Communication, The Language of Life. And it's written by Dr. Marshall Rosenberg. And it's a communication method that I practice in my home for the last 20 years with my wife. We practice talking about how we feel, right? We bring it back to ourselves. We don't put it on another human being. Your feelings don't have much to do with me. They're yours. In fact, thank goodness most people have their feelings. They're not mine, right? Because I don't want their feelings. I don't want to feel like most people. I'm doing this all the time as a coach, right? And people come to me with all kinds of stuff, right? But, you know, when I had this company, I took about 2,000 people through a process. The company was called Speaking Presence. This is about 20 years ago when I did this. And I helped students to learn how to speak in public, but it was so much more than that. In fact, I had a fellow come to me during class. It was a weekend workshop that I was doing. He came to me afterwards, and he was in Hollywood taking an acting class at one of the top acting schools in Hollywood. And he came to me and said, Ken, I've been in the acting school for 3 years. I got more out of the weekend with you than I have the last 3 years in class. And I said, well, why is that? He says, because you taught me to do one thing. I said, what's that? He said, you taught me how to be present with myself, how to become who I really am. And a lot of times, you know, if you think about it, a lot of times we are not being the real, authentic, true ourselves. We're being run by fears. We're being run by maybe resentments or anger or something underneath in the subconscious mind that's driving that, right? So when you show up to that family gathering this holiday season, Thanksgiving's coming on very shortly. Of course, first thing I'll be doing is really practicing gratitude in the morning. Because, listen, I'm just like you. I've got a lot of people in my life that can be toxic, right? They don't mean to be. They're just being themselves. But, you know, if I react to that toxic, let's say somebody says something that reacts to something that I don't like, okay, or there's something inside of me that, you know, has not been healed, right? So I react, then it just exacerbates in family, right? But listen, it's doing the same thing in business. It's doing the same, you know, we create those challenges in all areas of our life. Right? So I want to ask you a question because this is a really important subject. What has ineffective communication cost you? Think about this. You know, I look back over my own life. I could just speak for me. But I know that ineffective communication cost me friends, cost me relationship with family members at points in time, cost me my business partners, cost me business, right? Cost me a lot of things. It was a painful experience for me. But you know, I'm just like you and everybody else. There's probably 1,000 different ways that we have to adjust these personalities. We have to adjust the way we think. We have to adjust what we believe, right? So that we can really become effective and powerful communicators. There's a fellow by the name of David Grossman. He did a study called The Cost of Poor Communications. He surveyed 400 companies with 100,000 employees, and he found that the average loss per company was $62,400 million per year because of inadequate communication between employees. So, how do we become effective communicators? Well, I'm going to give you Ken's 7 effective keys to become more effective as a communicator. Key number 1, accept responsibility for how you feel and respond in every circumstance. Stamp that in your head. Key number 2, realize it's not about the other person. It's about you, right? It's about your communication, your inner communication. Just because somebody says something that you don't like or disagreed, you know, we got a country that's been polarized in politics. Just because somebody says something that you don't like doesn't mean that they're bad, evil, negative perverts, okay? They are human beings. And I think if we start to look at them as our brothers and sisters instead of some enemy, we can really make strides in this country. 3, learn to become the master of your mind, okay? Social scientists tell us that we have a feeling. We can let go of those feelings within 90 seconds. A lot of study on this, 90 seconds. So if you're feeling something more than 90 seconds, it's probably gone to your head. It's become like an emotion. You're playing it over and over and over in your head. And those things can get stuck for days, weeks, months, or years. So learn to master your mind. 4, don't waste energy complaining or gossiping. So useless, especially in work environments. 5. Take it slow. Like I said a little earlier, there are 1,000,000,000 adjustments that we have to make. Be easy on ourselves. Take it slow. 6, establish healthy boundaries and realize, this is key, work and in your personal life are connected. If you're having problems with communicating at work, I guarantee you you're having problems with people at home. I guarantee you. Okay? It's all interconnected because why? We go back to 1, right? Accept responsibility for how you feel and respond. If you're responding in negative ways, I guarantee people will respond in negative ways to you. And 7, which all of us hear a lot, I don't know if we practice it because I got some experience with some people that tell me they practice this last one all the time, but I don't have evidence of that yet. But that's forgiveness. Forgiveness. We have to forgive quickly. I challenge myself. It's like, how fast can I forgive? Especially when you're really upset, how fast can I forgive? If you practice that, I guarantee you, your life is going to get better and better and better. So listen, Voices of Courage is experiential radio, right? We're helping you experience things so that you can take your business, your life, your whatever, to a new level. Listen, I'm coming right back, and we have an amazing guest. She is a communication expert, and she's going to talk to you about how to become even more effective communicating in the workplace. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes, cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes.
Well, welcome back. Hey, I want to remind you that Voices of Courage is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired women. You can find them at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Hey, listen, also, I want to give a shout out this morning to my amazing hair stylist who's been with me for the last 10 years. Her name is Kim Bott. Kim is a master stylist who always greets me with a smile and, you know, brings out the best, not only in me and all her clients. You can find Kim, if you're interested, at Arezzo Salon and Spa. And her number is 760-412-0994. 760-412-0994. So if you want to look as good as me, go see Kim. Okay, so listen, I want to thank everybody for joining us, Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, we're a new type of radio. We're called Experience Radio, where we encourage our audience to engage with us and growing their businesses and their lives. You're going to find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us, or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast, and be sure to become a subscriber to get our weekly reports, strategies, and amazing gifts. All right, in studio with me, I have Jill Fishman. Jill, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Ken.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you, Jill. You know, I've been trying to get you on the show for a while. You know that, right?
I know.
You know, okay. So, Jill,
you got me.
I got you. Let me introduce you here. Jill is a leading expert in communication and connection. She's a founder and president of Integrative Corporate Solutions. She started the company with a driving passion to target the most vulnerable areas of companies. What do you think that is? Human capital engagement. Jill has a master's in rehabilitation and mental health counseling from the University of South Florida with a concentration in marriage and family therapy. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist and an associate marriage and family therapist with the state of California. If anybody knows what's the ins and outs of the mind, I know Jill does. Jill, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank
listen, you. How'd you get into this, into the counseling and therapy and working in corporations?
Okay, so I worked for a company, wonderful company, and they had a great culture and great core values. And while working for them, they really spent the time to invest in me and train me and manage me like no other company I'd worked for. So I often thought when I was working there that if I ever get the chance to go back and do something, I'd love to be a consultant and I'd love to help other companies run their business this way and help, you know, help their employees feel better, feel valued.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because I think there's so many companies out there, especially now that we're almost at full employment in the country, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's nice to keep your employees, right?
Absolutely.
But you have a model that you learned that model from a company that actually was practicing the principles that now I know that you go and take into other corporations, right?
Yes.
What are some of the biggest challenges that other companies or companies in general are struggling with?
Right. So when I go in and I ask that question, the first thing they say is we have terrible communication issues. And so what does that mean? Well, we have high turnover. We have absenteeism. We have low productivity, internal conflict. There's internal conflict going on all the time between employees. So these are some of the challenges that they're facing.
You know, and here's the interesting thing. Mm-hmm. I know I have a client which I just introduced you to because when I found out what you did and you're going to be on the show, I thought, man, we got to have her with one of my clients. And this particular client has 100% turnover every year, and they think it's normal, right? In fact, they're kind of proud of it because they're less than other companies in their industry. Now, to me, it seems high. I don't care what company you're in. So I know that, you know, this is what you specialize in. So how would you work with a company like that? What happens? What do you do?
So basically, I would go in and meet with the key people and find out, you know, I do a 7-point initial assessment. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is either the owner of the business or the key directors of the company. So find out, first of all, I need to find out what is the culture? What is your culture? What are your core values? How well are those developed? How well are they being communicated throughout the company? And how do the employees, how does it resonate with the employees? What are they doing to support this, the core values and the culture?
I think that's really important because a lot of companies, they state that they have core values that they, you know, that's in their mission or their mm-hmm. vision statements. And yet it's not, like you said, do the employees embrace it, you know, or is it just lip service?
Well, half the time it's posted on the wall, you know, somewhere and they see it. But it doesn't go into any day-to-day business that they do. Doesn't go into their reviews, their quarterly reviews, which should be. What are you doing to support the core values of the company, which is going to make the company successful?
That's good. You know, one of the things that comes to my mind, and we didn't talk about this, but I just wondering what your thought is. Mm-hmm. Do some companies have the wrong core values? It's an interesting thought, right?
True. I haven't really run into that as much. I run into just not enough core values. And it's not clear enough for the employees to understand and really do something with.
Right, right. So, okay, so we do the assessment, right?
Right.
And then what happens after we do the assessment?
Well, that's just one part of the assessment.
Oh, okay.
Right. So the second part is what are their hiring practices? You know, how are they, what tools are they using to hire the right person for the right job?
Right.
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 And the right people. So you want to pick the person that's going to fit in that environment and that can also do the job.
Okay.
What are coworker relationships like? How are they getting along with other people? How are they getting along with their supervisor. What is that relationship?
So you're
like?
Taking a deep dive in the company.
You're taking a deep dive. That's the initial evaluation, because I need to find out where, you know, what is going on with the company.
Okay.
So that we can go in and prioritize things and fine tune.
So before you take the deep dive, I misread that. So we're doing a complete assessment of where everything is, because if you can't evaluate it, you can't really know where the problems are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So in order to do all of this, we want to be able to build a program that's going to fit for that particular company, that's going to work for them,
mm-hmm.
work for everyone working for that company.
Well, you know, there are a lot of companies that they're making a lot of money right now, right? And, you know, I guess the question I have is, are they investing where they need to be in their employees? I'm just wondering about that, you know?
Right.
What's your thought on that?
So I did bring some statistics, and I want to share with everyone. According to the World Health Organization, depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. And,
wow.
Yeah. Depression. So you think about how many people are coming,
to
work
yeah.
feeling great, right?
Right.
No.
Wow. So that's interesting, because I know you have in your private practice, you see a lot of people like that, you know, that come in with these challenges.
Right.
I know, is stress interrelated with that pressure, with the depression?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the U.S. alone, we lose 450 to 500 billion in lost productivity.
Wow.
From
that's
that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So what the Mental Health Organization and the FAST Foundation, they decided to do a study on this, and they did this in 2015. It was a 2-year study. They did it. They conducted it with 17,000 employees surveyed across 19 industries.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the 2017 Workplace Wellness Report, Mind the Workplace. And so just a few tidbits that I just want to tell you out of this.
Well, you know what? I got to go to break, but I want to hear those tidbits as soon as we get back. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Jill Fishman, and she's with IntegrativeCorporateSolutions.com. IntegrativeCorporateSolutions.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything: Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever it takes,
'cause I love the adrenaline in my face. Love that music. Whatever it takes. That's what we're talking about today. But we're talking about whatever it takes to communicate effectively. So the show is called The Courage to Communicate Effectively. So I hope you're tuning in and really wanting to have amazing communication in your corporate life and in your personal life. You know, as a business owner, your online presence is more important than ever. People will look up to you, and they will look you up online before they ever make a phone call. That's why the right image of yourself and the branding of your business is vital. I've come across one of the best photographers in San Diego. Her name is Ann Landstrom. She's actually in studio with me today. And my guest, she's taking pictures. She's behind the scene. And I want to say I recommend you give her a call. She promises to give you images that will bring out the best in you and your business. It's annphotography.com. That's annphotography.com, 760-610-6263. Ask for Ann, annphotography.com. All right, back to my guest, Jill Fishman. We're talking about a survey that was done in the corporate world. Jill, let's continue on with this.
Okay, so let me just reiterate. This is 2017 Workplace Wellness Report, Mind the Workplace. And the survey was conducted with 17,000 employees over 19 industries. So just a few things that I just want to pull out of this report, and you're welcome to look this up. But more than half of the participants felt unappreciated, and they were currently looking for new jobs.
More than half.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, I hope you're paying attention if you're a business owner driving down the street right now. You know, because it's like a lot of times it's like, oh, that's not my company,
right.
But it well could be your company.
Absolutely. And then the other thing, they felt that their personal relationships were hurt by workplace stress. So not only are they having stress in the workplace, but they're taking it home with them and stressing everyone out in their families.
Yeah, well, listen, we're holistic beings, right? It's not like, oh, I have work here and now I have a family here. Yes, I know,
right?
A lot of my clients come in that way. They're very successful in business and they come home. It's a disaster. And they're like, well, and they clean up their home life and their business gets better. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Okay, Jill. Uh-huh. So, you know, your background is in understanding why people do what they do and what their underlying motives are, right?
Right.
So when you come into a company and somebody is, let's say, disrespecting another employee, how is that addressed? What happens with that?
So first of all, we don't really want to bring attention to that person immediately. We want to do something broader. So I would come in and do just a basic assessment, maybe with the team, so that we're taking kind of the personal issues out of the way.
Right.
And now we can look at kind of the behaviors of all the team members and the motivations of all the team members. A lot of times I like to sit down at a round table and we can, you know, they can open up and discuss certain things that are important to them.
Right. Well, you know, and the first thing that comes to my mind is that it might be somebody's thinking about this. It's this seems like part of human resource challenges, right? So why isn't human resources dealing it, you know, what you come in and do? Right. Why don't they do it?
So I do work with human resource department. We collaborate together and try to come up with a cohesive plan for everyone.
Yes.
But a lot of times they have so many other things on their plate to take care of.
Right.
That they really don't have the time to spend individually with the employees to really understand and have that knowledge to know what's going on.
That makes so much sense. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges in the corporate environment today is change.
Right.
You know, everything is changing all the time, constantly. And if somebody's uncomfortable change, or they, you know, on the other extreme, they love change and they're creating havoc and chaos for people in the environment, that can be a problem. How do you deal with that?
So anytime a company is growing, there has to be change. Whether it's good, bad, irregardless. And change can be scary for some people, and it can be exciting for some people. So you really have to find out who's on your team, right? Who are the employees that are working for you, and how are they going to handle change? Who are going to be your influencers? Who are going to be the ones that are going to, you know, take the new ball and roll with it? And who are going to be the ones that are going to sit back and think that their whole world is going to end, and we need to coddle them a little bit more and help them understand that change is good and it's going to benefit everyone.
You know, it seems like there's kind of a new model rolling out in corporate America today. It used to be just the, you know, basically you hire somebody, you use them up, and then you move them on. But, mm-hmm. you know, with employment so high today, that is not so much the case anymore. So how do you address that, you know?
Well, I mean, with good employees, you don't want to spend the time and money training someone to work in your business and grow your business to lose them. Now you're losing money. Now you've got to rehire. It's going to cost, I don't know, average of about $30,000 for everyone that moves on.
That at least, right?
Right, at least.
At
that's
least,
just
because
average.
That's just average. Yeah, when you take in headhunter account, you know, and the higher you go up in the spectrum, right, of skill sets, then I'm sure that price tag goes way up.
Way up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what's the main reason people hire you?
Well, because they don't have the knowledge and the time to handle these inner psychic issues that are hurting their company. So where do they start? Where do they go? You know, usually managers look at me with a deer in headlights. Like, I've got this guy coming to me. They're constantly coming in my door with these issues. And first of all, I don't know how to deal with them, and I don't have time to deal with them. So I am just kind of like an extension of the company, someone they can trust, the support that they need, and be able to work with the people, because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about helping everyone get along, everyone communicate more effectively. Everyone comes in to a relationship, a job, with their way of thinking, and they're right, right?
Everybody's right.
Yeah. Everybody's right. I always ask, like, what's the goal of a good fight?
To be right.
To be right. To win. Exactly. You don't watch a boxing match or a football game to, you know, to watch them learn how to get along. No, you watch it because someone's going to win, right? And that's how we come into all of these things. We come in wanting to win. But how you win is understanding where the other person is coming from, because they want to win too. So how do you both win? Hmm. How do you step back and go, okay, how do I get my job done and help them get their job done?
Well, I love it because it's one of my favorite things to do, and that's create win-win solutions. You win, I win, and the community or company wins. Everybody wins, right?
Right.
So that's what you do. So, you know, we're getting short on time here, but I want to tell our listeners how to get a hold of you. Why don't you tell them?
Right. So my website is integrativecorporatesolutions.com. You can email me, Jill@integrativecorporatesolutions.com. I have a Facebook page. You can find me there. And my phone number is, for the company, 858-876-7595.
Why don't you say that one more time? 858?
876.
Oh, 876.
No, 858.
Oh, 858. 876.
7595.
7595. Yes. All right. So, Jill Fishman, there's no reason for anyone out there to suffer with employee challenges when they have you here. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you.
And I hope my audience will let people know about Jill, because, listen, if you know somebody, some organization that is struggling with their employees, there's no reason for that to continue on. Just have them give Jill a call. Pass it on. That's what my guest, my audience is doing all the time. Passing it on. Thank you, by the way, for doing that. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners, the feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free conversation confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
We are back. Do you have the courage to communicate effectively with your family, your friends, with whoever else? Maybe you have the courage to actually speak in a greater way, like maybe stepping up on stage. Interesting. Well, I have in studio a new amazing expert. But before I get to her, I want to just say I want to thank all of my audience for tuning in. I appreciate your feedback for the show. And you can find us on Facebook or voicesofcourage.us, and where you can become a subscriber. And you can we'll keep you informed of everybody that's coming up on the show, and you get some exciting gifts. And so anyway, I hope you'll like us. Also, we just put our Instagram page together, and I think we've got 1,000 followers in the first couple weeks. So it's awesome. I'm glad you're there. So we're on Instagram now, too. All right. In studio with me, RV Robinson. RV is the master speaker trainer. And when I say master, she is master. She's an international speaker herself. She's an author. She teaches business owners and entrepreneurs how to use public speaking as a marketing strategy so that they can attract more clients, generate unlimited leads, and get their message out to the world and make a difference. Isn't that what we want to do? So RV has given over 3,500 speeches around the world. RV, welcome to the show. I know you've been on stages like Mark Victor Hansen and Tommy Hopkins, Laurel Melangemeyer, my stages. You know, she is the top of the top how-to trainer of speaking that I know in the world. So, RV, welcome.
All right. Thank you, Ken. I'm so excited to be here. This is a real radio show, and, you know, I'm so thrilled to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be on real radio,
on
isn't it?
On a real radio
show. You know, and listen, bless all my podcast friends out there, you know, because podcasts coming up, and we're on 50 podcast sites out there, plus TV, but I have to say, when you're in studio, in radio, do you know 95% of all of us listen to radio, right?
Right.
They listen to radio. When you combine radio and TV advertising, it's like 80%, boom, it blows out. It blows out, yeah. Like 80% response rate when you're doing that kind of thing on an ongoing basis. All right, Avi, get into you.
Let's get into
you know, why should business owners be speakers, and why is that?
To gain visibility in your market. If people don't know you exist, if they don't know what you do, then no one's going to call you. You must become visible so that people know to reach you, and yeah. It's a great way to gain visibility.
Okay. So, you know, when I first started speaking, I went to Toastmasters, and I didn't last there very long because I was a little adverse to the being dinged and what have you. But listen, I'm not knocking Toastmasters. A lot of people get great results there.
Right.
It just didn't work for me.
Right.
But how, you know, when you get a new speaker, somebody that's in business, but they're afraid to death to be on stage.
Right, right. Absolutely. Right.
They don't even want to talk to their, you know, their managers or their back room or their customers, right?
Right. Well, there's a lot of fear, yes, and it's because they're not trained. You see, there's no natural born speakers out there, but people think because they can flap their jaw that they can get out there and speak. And so they get out there and they fail miserably, and then they go, oh, this doesn't work. When all you have to do is get trained. Just get trained, and you'll get more confidence, you'll look better, you'll get results. It's just so easy to get trained.
What makes an effective speaker?
Training. Training makes an effective speaker. And what I
what I wanted to get at, the qualities.
Yeah,
what are the qualities?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, see, a lot of groups out there that people go to learn to speak, it, you know, they don't, they learn how to get over fear, but they don't really learn how to sell themselves from the platform or sell any of their products or services. They don't know how to do that. And I teach people a system so that they can get the same results that I get, that anybody gets,
right,
just by using the system.
That's awesome. So tell me your story. Like, how'd you get in this business? I always want to know the, like, where's your courage? Were you courageous? You know, did you have to step into this yourself?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I came out of corporate America, and it was back in the 80s, and I went to work for a company by the name of Deloitte, a big CPA firm, and my boss came to me one day and said, RV, I want you to get out there and speak. And I thought to myself, I took one speech class in college. I was good to go. I knew everything there was to know about Perfect. Public speaking, or so I thought. Well, after about 6 months, I didn't land any jobs, no clients, nothing. And I knew if I didn't start bringing in business that I could lose this job. And so but I didn't know what I was doing wrong. And then one day, just like that, this woman comes up to me, looks me in the eye, and she says, honey, I hate to tell you this. And I'm like, uh-oh, right? And she says, do you know that after every sentence you say, okay? And the only thing I could think of saying back to her in that moment was okay. But I got it, that yeah. I was the problem. Yeah. That just because I could flap my jaw didn't make me a public speaker.
Right.
So I decided I was going to make a change, and I went and got trained. I hired mentors and coaches to train me.
Okay. All right. You know, it sounds like you're fearless now, but you know, I could tell there's a lot of my audience that are going, I wish I had that confidence. How do you build that confidence?
You build the confidence, one, by being trained, by knowing what to say, when to say it, how to say it, how to build rapport with your audience, how to put in the right amount of content, the right amount of meat, and how to do an invitation at the end to take your audience to the next step, the next level, to work with you, to get more of you. Because when you speak, you have a responsibility. You're opening people's hearts,
right,
and you need to give them a way to get more of it.
Okay, you talked about a system. Let's talk about the system.
Yeah.
What is the system that takes people to being confident on stage?
All right, so I use the metaphor of a sandwich, right? So
right.
Think of this. If you have trying to eat a sandwich and you don't have the top piece of bread, then it's real difficult, right? And if you don't have the bottom piece of bread, then it falls apart. And that's what most business owners do that are not trained. And so it's not a sandwich that holds. So the top piece is rapport. You need to build rapport with your audience. And the bottom piece is the close or the call to action. And the meat and the stories and everything else is nicely fit in the middle.
Okay. So how do I build rapport with my audience?
Oh, lots of ways to build rapport. One of them is
one
of them is to tell them your personal story that earns you the right to be speaking.
Yes.
So that's one way.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to say, you know, thank you.
Yes.
And always nice to call people by their own name. There's nothing greater to build rapport than calling people by their own name.
Okay. And I think one of the things I just want to plus that with you is the story part of that. So does everybody have a story?
Everybody has a story, and it needs to be the story. We don't go to the beginning of your life, but it needs to be the story that earns you the right to be speaking about what you're speaking about. Now, you don't want to use that story and try to heal on stage. You know, sometimes we see people blubbering, right? That means they're not healed. What you
right.
want to do is heal outside before the stage, and then come to the stage and heal others with your own story.
Okay, so maybe the first step is writing out your story or figuring out what your story.
I teach people never write out your speech, never write out your story, because you'll become a prisoner of your own eloquent words that you put together and you want to say them the same way every time. Instead, just outline, bullet point, know what you're going to say. And if you say your story and your speech enough, and I teach people you want to speak it out loud at least 1 hour for every 2 minutes of your speech. When you do that and you hear it enough, you will become the speech. You will become it. And then you'll be natural and authentic to work with your audience and to do whatever you want to do on stage.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, okay. I want to become the speech. Okay.
Become the speech.
Yes. I love that. Okay. Listen. Well, listen, we're about out of time in this segment, but when we come back, I want to talk about three speeches that every business person needs to have to attract more business. Three speeches everybody needs to have to attract more business. How cool is that?
Right.
I want to know. I want to have more business.
That's cool.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes. Well, I'll tell you what it takes in these days to be effective in communicating online. And that is, you've got to have the right projection of yourself. How you come across is everything. People will look up you online at your website before they'll look. They'll do any business with you. So in studio today, I have my photographer. Her name is Ann Landstrom. She's absolutely amazing. She has rebranded myself and several other clients that have come her way from my wife's event, which is called womenswisdom.net. But if you want to really take your image and your branding to a new level, then see Ann Landstrom. You can connect with her at 760-610-6263. Again, that's 760-610-6263. Today, our show is about the courage to communicate effectively. And in studio with me is speaking expert RV Robinson. And RV is just about to tell us what are three speeches every business person needs to have to be able to attract more clients. RV, it's all yours. What is that?
So the three are, one is the core message, which some people call the elevator speech. So that's in answer to the question, what do? You must have that. That's at the very core of what of your being and what you do. The second is the self-introduction. So when you're in a networking event or you're invited on stage to introduce yourself, you have something right there that you, again, you become it. So it's right there and you don't have to go, And then the third one is the signature talk. That's your 20 to 30 minute front of the room signature talk. And from that, you can get all the talks you need, like the 5 minute showcase or 10 minutes. Or you can even extend it. Remember the sandwich metaphor?
Right.
You can extend it and turn that into any speech you want.
Okay. So is this something you teach? Tell us a little bit how this is delivered. Is it delivered online? Is it delivered in person? How do people, if they want to, I'm ready to take my speaking to the next level.
Excellent. So two ways. One is live workshops.
Yes.
You know, I have a 4-day live workshop that I teach this in. And the other way is, of course, private coaching, which I coach people all over the world using Zoom, right? So I can see you and we have them stand up. Or if you're local, you can come to my office and I can work with you individually and personally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And just so we give the guests where they can reach you, it's rvrobinson.com. You want to spell it out?
And that's A-R-V-E-E. Robinson.com, right? It sounds like initials, but it's actually my mom and dad's initials, and they made it a name. So it's RV, A-R-V-E-E.
A-R-V-E Robinson.
E-E Robinson.
.com.
Right.
Okay. All right. So how important are the stories in a speech? We talked a little bit about putting stories in there, but how important are they?
Very important, because stories sell. right? We've all heard facts tell and stories sell, but stories act like invisible selling. So you can be selling yourself, your ideas, your products and services through storytelling, and the audience doesn't even know that they're being sold to.
Wow. Okay. So give me a fact about speaking.
A fact about speaking?
Yeah, about fact. You said facts sell and stories sell.
All right.
Facts sell and stories tell. Okay.
You have 3 seconds to grab your audience's attention.
3 seconds.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
And then what happens to them? they just go away?
No, they judge you. They judge you and decide in 3 seconds whether or not they're going to listen to you, whether or not you're a good speaker or a boring speaker or a trained speaker or not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just playing.
I know
I'm just playing with you. I just want to make sure you get this. Okay. Listen, you wrote a book. It's called Speak Up.
I did.
Yeah. It's called Speak Up. Tell us a little bit about your
book
because
it's right
here. Okay.
Speak Up, Get Clients. Well, this is
Speak Up, Get Clients.
Get Clients. Yes. This is the labor of love. It took me 9 years to write it because I'm a speaker, not a writer. And you know, people that say speak your book, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to write. And each word that you write, you want people to keep reading. That's all you're trying to do is keep people to keep reading.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of stories in there, a lot of stories of, you know, experiences that I've had, good or bad, with speaking. And one of my favorite chapters in there is The Biggest Lie, which wouldn't have been in there if I had wrote it several years ago.
What is the biggest lie in speaking?
The biggest lie in speaking is that you can learn how to speak and get out there in the world and get $10,000 to $20,000 per speech.
Wow.
Wow.
I want that lie. A lot of people want that lie,
exactly,
right? They want to buy into that lie.
You have to pay your dues, just like if you were an actor or an actress.
Yeah.
I mean, that would, you know, be silly. You wouldn't even think to do that, but some people think that they can do that.
Wow. Okay, so I want to ask you a little bit more about this book, Speak Up, Get Clients, How to Use Public Speaking as a Marketing Strategy to Attract High-paying clients. Where do they get this?
Where do they get it? Two ways. One, you can go on Amazon and pick it up, or you can go to Speak Up, Get Clients book. .com, then I will get your order and then I will personally autograph it for you. Mm-hmm. So if you want an autographed copy, go to speakupgetclientsbook.com.
Oh, okay. Just looking at some of the testimonials here. RV is a dynamo of knowledge and a top facilitator in the world of speaking. Her programs are some of the best, with her participants excelling above and beyond. If you want to become a speaker or fine-tune your skills, RV is a must. And that was Shelley Hunt, CEO and founder of Success by Design. And there's several more on this book. So awesome, RV. You know, 9 years of labor of love, and now you are a confirmed author.
Right.
Have you claimed that? I am an author.
I am. Well, I've been an author because I've had 5 anthologies. You know, I've had.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been published for years.
Yeah.
You know, I did want to say one last thing.
Sure.
I'm like practically this week, I'm celebrating my 16th year in business.
Wow.
16th year. Can you believe that?
That's great.
That
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that says
a lot, because most small businesses fail within the first 5 years. I think it's like 90%. So 16 years, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's great. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate having you on my show. I appreciate you, your love, your presence, your power, your passion for helping other people get over their fears and speak confidently in the workplace and I guess all areas of life.
Yes.
Any
absolutely.
Final thoughts? Quick.
Any final thoughts? Well, there are 4 stories that you need in your speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't cover that. One of them is testimonials, success stories, your professional story, and stories with a lesson and emotional stories. They all sell.
I love it. Thank you, RV. RVRobinson.com. That's RVRobinson.com. So I want to let all of you know that you can find the recordings of this show and all of our replays on voicesofcourage.us and on Facebook and Instagram by searching Voices of Courage. Also, if you're so inclined, please let your friends know about the show and give us a like on Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook. We'd really appreciate it. And until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable. Know the unknowable and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.